Parshas Bahar famously opens Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor, even though usually the Chumash starts Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Here it adds Bahar Sinai, and Rashi, quoting Chazal, asks maybe one of the most famous questions of Rashi and Chumash, Ma'inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, right? Why Dafka in the Mitzvah Shemitah has to be introduced with Bahar Sinai Lemor, more so than anything else in the entire Chumash? And there's a lot of answer is given. There, Rashi gives an answer, and the Ramban has a different twist on it of how it really just shows us that all Kol HaTorah Kula was given at Sinai. It's an example of the principle that all of the Torah comes from Sinai, as we say, Moshe Kibbutz Torah MiSinai. Okay, that's all fine and good, and certainly true that the entire Torah came from Har Sinai, but it still begs the question: so why Ma'inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? Why, if Hashem and the Chumash wanted to illustrate somehow the principle that the entire Torah comes from Har Sinai, why Davka pick the mitzvah of Shemitah to illustrate that? So there seems to be, at least on some level, maybe on the level of Drush, a deeper connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. This is also can be noted that if you pay careful attention to the language of the Torah, there's one word in this morning's laning, in the first aliyah of Parshas Bahar. It's a very difficult word. Almost all of the Mepharshim, each of the Mepharshim has a completely different understanding of exactly what Shorish it comes from and what it means, which is the Yovel, the Jubilee year, right? So Rashi says that Yovel comes from the shofar that was blown, which is also called the Yovel, that was, as it says in the Chumash, was blown on Yom Kippur of the 50th year that set the slaves free and made all the fields go back to their original owners. Okay, there's a word for shofar. There's shofar trua. It's actually used in this morning's laning also. Where does the word Yovel come from? There's only one other place in the Chumash the word Yovel is used. And it also means a shofar, and that's how Rashi knows it means a shofar, which is Har Sinai, right? B'mshocha Yovel. Hey, Maya Lubahar, the great shofar sound, great shofar blast that Hashem created on Har Sinai was also called the Yovel. So clearly there's some connection here. The only two Yovels in the Torah are Har Sinai and the Shemitah and Yovel system. Not only that, we notice that we're right in the middle now of Sfiras HaOmer, right? What is Sfiras HaOmer? It's counting up to Matan Torah, to Har Sinai, right? To Shavuos. What do? You count sevens, and then after the seven, you have a 50th. And what's that? That's Matan Torah. Here, and there was a Yovel. The shofar blast of a Yovel. Hashem's revelation was the Yovel. Here, we count seven Shemitahs, and then after the seven Shemitahs, the 49, finish our Sfiras HaOmer, as it were, we have the 50th. And what's the 50th? The Yovel year that has the same word as Har Sinai, and that's the culmination of the first inyan of this week's parsha of Har Sinai Lemor. So there's obviously some internal connection here between Har Sinai and the Shemitah and the Yovel. What is that connection? So it can be, I think there's many different angles one can take, but they all come down to the same thing. One thing I'd like to point out is that if you look at our Parsha, there's a lot of, the truth is you can look at our Parsha and see it as a very liberal social justice program, very liberal economic philosophy in our parsha. What happens? There's no private property, right? The only important kind of property in the old days was real estate, was your land, your farm. And when you sell it, when you buy it, you got to use it for a while, then you had to give it back to the original owner. Right? In those days, people could just buy the people slaves all the time. That was like natural. No. Temporarily, but then you have to give them back their freedom. Basically, and then even when you lend the money, you can't take interest for it. And then in the Shemitah year, even if you have your land, you have to let everyone eat the fruits, and you can't, as Rashi points out, you can't act like a bailum over your land. This is all about our lack of bailus in the world. Right? On Shemitah, we say, I'm not the bailum over my land. I'm not going to plant whatever grows is hefker to everyone. On Yovel, I'm not the bailum over other people. I'm not the bailum over the things I bought. I have to return them to their land. Why, ultimately, it's a beautiful vision of social justice here. If you're talking about society, I'm not getting into your communism and free market and all the other things. I'm just talking about spiritual goals and philosophical ideas. If you're talking about how to perfect society, how do you perfect society? Everyone knows how to perfect society. They just argue on the details. Everyone knows the goal. The goal is that people shouldn't think they're better than everyone else, that people should share with other people, that people should recognize that it's not important for them to be richer than someone else, and that whoever dies with the most money doesn't win, and that, you know, you should understand that that when we don't run the world, we don't own the world, and that we have to be humble about that and treat other people as equals, right? Where does that all come from? So there is a movement, some of you may have heard of, over 100 years ago, that tried to implement that idea in certain countries in Eurasia, without terribly much success. And the basis of that idea was secularism, right? Religion is the opium of the masses, and now the communist revolution has come, and we know that we all have to have proper midos. We know that we all have to recognize that we're not biding over anything, and we have to share, and we can't be baligaiva, and we can't be selfish, and we all have to be good people. And it turned into the most oppressive totalitarian political system ever created. Because they made one fundamental mistake, which is that if you start with just people, if you start with just secularism and humanism, then ultimately, there's no real good reason why, if I'm more powerful, I shouldn't use my power to be better than you. There really isn't a good explanation. I am smarter than you, and I am stronger than you, and I am better than you. So why not? They missed the point of this week's parsha. What is saying this parsha again and again? Why do we have to give the land back? Now, I don't have to give the land back because I owe it to you. I have to give the land back because it's not mine and it's not yours. It's Hashem's land. And if Hashem's land, he's the Baile over the whole world. He's the real Baile. He's more powerful than all of us. And he says he wants us to share with our brothers, who are fellow sons of children of Hashem, and it's his land. Why can't I enslave my fellow Jew? Right? Ki avadai heim asher otseisinoi. Because we're all avadim of Hashem. I mean, I have no Baileis over anything. Because Hashem is the real Bailim. What's the real principle of everything, the real bedrock of any philosophical idea, the real bedrock of all of justice is that fundamentally no one has Bailus. It's all Hashem's. We're not in this world to decide whether I'm right or you're right, to decide whether I'm more powerful or you're more powerful. We're in this world to recognize that everything belongs to Hashem. And that our job is to be over to Hashem and do Hashem's will with it. And Hashem's will in the world is that we understand that life is not about amassing money, and life is not about being more powerful and enslaving other people, and that life is about sharing, and that life is about treating other people with dignity and equality, right? That everyone should have a dignified place in society. That all comes from, this whole parasha comes from one yesod. The yesod is that everything belongs to Hashem, and that's why we open. V'shav Saharetz. Shabbos la Hashem. Why does it say Shabbos la Hashem? Rashi gives a cryptic comment, like Shabbos Bereishis. We're not sure what he means. The answer is very pashut. There's a lot of reasons you could think the land should have a Shabbos. Maybe agriculturally it's good so that you don't deplete the nutrients. Maybe it's that it's good for equality because then you share with everyone and you show that you're not taking more produce than anyone else. Those are all nice ideas, but that's not the real point. Shabbos la Hashem is to show that everything belongs to Hashem, to show the world belongs to Hashem, to show that we have bitachon, to recognize that Hashem gives us everything we have. And as it says in Avos, ten lo mishalosha, tav shalcha shalo, why are we called upon to give up so much to Hashem, to give away money, to set our slaves free, to give away our property that we bought for good money and give it back to someone else, to be mafker everything that comes out of our fields every 7 years? Because everything belongs to Hashem anyway. We're not giving up anything that's ours. Really, the world belongs to Hashem. If you want to know what is the most important idea in the world, from what does every good thing in the world flow, it's very, very pashut. The idea of Hashem being the Baalim on the world. Now let's ask a very simple question. When did we commit ourselves to the idea? When did we formally stand up and say, we are avadim of Hashem. Hashem runs the world. Hashem is our Baalim. We're mishubadim to Hashem. Of course, that's Har Sinai. What is Har Sinai about? The Beis Halevi has an explanation, which now is not the time to go through. Har Sinai is not about a contract promising God that we do 613 favors for him. No, Har Sinai is about something much deeper than that. That's the next step is that now we have mitzvahs to do. The main point of Har Sinai, explains the Beis Halevi, is that we are mishabed ourselves to Hashem. We recognize who's Hashem, what are human beings, what is Hashem, and that we are vadim v'Hashem. Mela wants we're vadim v'Hashem. Okay, then the rest is idach pirusha zogmor. Then we can learn all the things that we can do in order to worship Hashem in the most glorious manner possible. But ultimately, what is counting from Pesach to Shavuos all about? It's about going from being avdei paro to being avdei Hashem. It's that we got freedom from Mitzrayim. It's about taking that freedom and recognizing that the greatest freedom is to be avdei Hashem. Recognize the best use we can make of ourselves, the best way we can live our lives when we're not avdei paro, is to be avdei Hashem. Ultimately, Har Sinai is about mekabel ol malchus shemayim, is about being avdei Hashem. Recognize Hashem is the Baalim over the whole world. Ultimately, ma'inyan shmita etzal Har Sinai, shmita and yovel and everything in our parsha is really about recognizing that Hashem is the Bialim over the world. That's what our whole parsha, if you have to summarize our whole parsha in one sentence, it's Kili Haaretz, Ki Avadai Haim, that we recognize Hashem is the Bialim and not us. Where does that koach come from, to recognize Hashem is the Bialim? That's Bahar Sinai Lamor. Bahar Sinai is Hashem is the Bialim of the world. Ultimately, you could say, every 50 years, right, when the shofar blows on Yom Kippur, and all of a sudden, we set our fellow Jew free, even if he was an Eved Ivri. All of a sudden, we give the land back to everyone. We start a year when we let everyone, it's like Shemitah, enjoy the fruits of whatever grows everywhere. Where does the koach come from? Where's the superhuman koach, which was a struggle in Jewish history? We're not going into the Nevi'im here. Where's that superhuman koach to give up so much in order to make this perfect society come from? It comes from the fact that when the Baal Tokei and Shul blows that shofar every 50 years on Yom Kippur of Yovel, he's not blowing the shofar from scratch. He's just echoing the great shofar blast that we still remember deep in our souls that was blown 3,300 years ago on Har Sinai, Bimshocha Yovel, and announcing, remember Har Sinai, remember that Hashem is really the Bialim of the world, and if you remember that, then everything else will work out. Shabbat Shalom. That's a great question. Because, I mean, on the technical halachic level, because the Gemara says, it says, that we keep the Yovel when we could blow the shofar blast and everyone gets back their land that they inherited from the time of Yisrael Mitzrayim from the Shvatim of Yaakov Avinu. So that's only when people know what Shevet they belong to and can live in their Shvatim. Since nowadays no one knows what their real land is, so we put that part of Yovel doesn't apply, so we darshan, then in that case the whole bit of Yovel doesn't apply.